I'm here with the beautiful WWE SmackDown announcer Lillian Garcia, who's had a longtime connection with the New York Jets. And you'll actually be singing the national anthem for the Jets Hispanic Heritage game against the San Francisco 49ers. What do you think about that honor?
I am so thrilled. I mean, this is actually the eighth time that I'll be doing the national anthem. It goes back to 2003. And to be asked to be part of this day is really special for me since I'm a Latina. Yeah, so it's going to be great. I'm very excited, and to also be doing the halftime show.
Obviously, you've had a lot of professional success, but you just talked about it. You've sung for the Jets on a number of occasions over the past decade. How did this all come together?
Well, it was actually in 2003 where I was still working with the WWE, and Brian, he works for the New York Jets. He was actually there with some of the players, and he saw me performing, and he slipped me his business card at the end, and he's like, "We would love for you to come sing for the New York Jets," and I was like so honored. I immediately called him, and it started from there.
What's it been like performing in front of Jets Nation?
Oh, it's been incredible. I mean, it's one of those things. The Jets they just have so much, you know, livelihood and just so excited. And it's a lot like our WWE fans. It's just really very passionate. And so it's always fun to perform for a crowd like that.
Well, fans are in for a special treat because you're not only performing the national anthem, but at halftime, you're actually going to be singing some songs from your new album, right?
Yes, I am. I've been asked to do a halftime show. And with the flight crew, which I'm really, really excited about, and I'm just really looking forward to it.
Well, tell us a little bit about this album, My Time. Tell us a little bit.
Well, it just came out, and I'm very, very excited about it. It's my second album, but because the first one was in Spanish, all in Spanish. This one is in English. I did throw in some Spanish, though, for sure. And I'm just really excited about performing it. And the songs are, a lot of them are very upbeat. And I think that the fans will definitely enjoy them, hopefully. And, I'm really excited to be part of all of this.
And what was it like working on this album? And what were some of the themes that you wanted to get out?
Well, when I write, I never know exactly what I'm going to write about. Like, I always let the track kind of tell me what kind of mood it's going to set and what I really want to say. And so it was pretty cool what came out. And this one song called My Time, which I ended up, you know, titling it. It was really all about, you know, the time is out. Like, I just feel like my time is now. And it's just getting past all the hurdles and people that have either not treated you right or situations that have not gone right, and just moving past that and making it your time. So. Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, Jets fans hope it's their time this year.
They're
going to embrace you like they always do at MetLife Stadium against the San Francisco 49ers. But how about what's going on in the WWE? WrestleMania's coming to MetLife Stadium later.
Isn't that crazy? I just feel like there is just no coincidences in life, and that was just definitely meant to be, where I'm going to be at MetLife Stadium September 30th, and then a few months later, I'll be back right there in the middle of the ring for WrestleMania 29. It's just a really great feeling. I get to warm it up before WrestleMania comes in.
You obviously have Spanish roots and the South Carolina roots.
Yeah.
You live in California now.
Yes.
But do you consider yourself somewhat of a Jets fan? Because you've gotten to know the organization so much over the years.
Well, the other thing is I actually lived in New York for 16 years. So I definitely have a tie. And, you know, everyone always asks me, I didn't really have, like, a team before. And now this has become my team, for sure. I mean, it's just, The fans have embraced me so well, and the organization, everyone, and, you know, like I said, I've sang for the Jets now 8 times, so I'm definitely a Jets fan.
Lillian, thanks so much.
Love you guys.